world currency, the World Trade Organization, and the coming global World Stock Exchange. And in fact, Joan will be joining me in just a moment. I wanted to review some news, and you can go to my website, Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, and soon, probably by April, we'll be posting up Clay and Iron's own website with its own radio archives. That website, again, is C-L-A-Y-A-N-D-I-R-O-N.com, and that'll be coming up in April. And do go to my website, Nutrimedical.com. We have more than 40 companies with nutraceuticals. I do online and phone consultations around the world. And integrating biochemistry and genetics with medicine and molecular natural nutraceuticals. I'm board trained in family internal medicine, trauma, emergency, etc. And work for some of the most classified facilities in America, bringing you the truth about many subjects, as I often say on my program, wanting you to check it out, then own the truth, and then take action, because without our active use of our First Amendment rights, we will not have liberty, because there are many forces in this world that are trying to take it away. And we're going to be discussing this evening with the movement toward a global stock exchange. And this is very significant, because it's going to occur in New York, and Joan will give the evidence for it. She's been at more than 90 world global meetings. And now, just for a capsulized review of the news, and if you have questions, call into tonight's program. We are live. This is live radio to the BBS radio network. And do call in and give us your questions. Now, the numbers to call in, if you're in North America, is 888-268-4313. That's again, 888-268-4313. International callers, call 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. And in the news, we have protesters defy Lukashenko over Belarus poll. And this thousands of protesters staged fresh demonstrations against Alexander Lukashenko's re-election. Of course, this is another one of these staged elections, just like our last two federal elections in America that took away our rights to properly elect a president, with the voter fraud that occurred very obvious in Ohio with the electronic voting machines. Check out the information. As I say, you need to own the truth and check it out. Don't believe what we say until you've corroborated from multiple sources, multiple witnesses, and then put your picture of what reality is together and then act on it. Putin commits to gas supplies for China, and China and Russia are making much more alliances. They've done war game simulations against America in the last two or three years. The Russians have modernized the strategic rocket forces for China. We have, of course, these terrible plans where we've exported our jobs. 7,000 Lodi prison camps, where Walmart has set up prison factories at pennies per day, and forced their suppliers to actually fund these prison factories, or they will not allow their products to be distributed. Walmart, of course, does not own any inventory. All the inventory is owned by the corporations on long-term consignment. And I received this information and gave it to the dissident Chinese outside of communist China. This is a most favored satanic nation. It's very, very bad. Certainly bad for America and bad for the world economy. And of course, the globalists have a plan to build up China to create a new hegemony using the Chinese people, destroying their environment and taking the people and using them literally as cannon fodder to create a new world armed forces, which they have four replacement facilities in Freeport, Bahamas. They received the Long Beach, California port, the deepest port on the west coast of the United States, to bring in thousands and thousands of containers every year that are not properly monitored if they contain arms or other supplies. And this is very serious, and we need to talk about these issues on many of these programs. The issue of the French protesting the war basically is a very major issue, and the French are always protesting something. The latest is a national strike as the government sought a way of getting out of the crisis of a new law that will give employers ability to dismiss young. Well, we're back, and this is Dr. Bill Daigle, and again, technical things like this happen. Often on my show, the Nutramedical Report on the Genesis Communication Network, where we rebroadcast in shortwave worldwide, and also now on BBS. So I guess the NSA and various agencies are consistently trying to interfere with our First Amendment rights of free speech to get the truth to you, let you check it out, and then take action after you own the truth. This is an important dialogue that occurs. And in fact, if we don't have an active dialogue, we have no liberty. And there's many plans, not only to form a global stock exchange, but also to subjugate us with RFID chips, as I say, a $10 chip and a $5 chicken, to track it from space, to put all of our animals in what they call a global herd, so that someone can't have 25 cattle, say, in the western range of Wyoming. These plans are to completely subjugate not only the American people, but people around the world. And we want to talk about things like the WTO. In fact, I had in my program the Nutramedical Report that you can listen on my website, or if you go to gcnlive.com, or you can go to my website and listen to the archives or our Learning Center free. We talked about this issue with Dr. Carolyn Dean and Dr. Ralph Holdsworth today, talking specifically about the issue of forcing by the World Trade Organization all the nations to force genetically modified food into people, aspartame. I'm writing a treatise for the United Nations on this particular toxin, Splenda, which is also toxic. It's chlorinated sugar, and sucralose, another toxin. All of these nasty things like ethyl mercury salicylate in our vaccines. Vaccines now that are coming down the pike that are basically neurotoxic vaccines that form plaque and nerve receptors to alter our brain pathways. And they're now testing them on DPS children in Britain, and they plan on forcing them on American citizens, unsafe and dangerous vaccines. They could be made safely, and they're not, on purpose. More news. Bush says to resolve Iran nuclear issues through diplomacy. Well, right now I've talked to Colonel Don de Grand Pre, who is not able to, at liberty to give full interviews yet. I talked to him today, and he's been advising the Joint Chiefs for over 50 years as a military expert. There are some big things coming down the pike. We have the emerging avian flu, which is going to cause a problem. We don't have the date. We can say it's not a random event, that if it acquires one or two more genes, it's going to happen. And we do have solutions. We have our first line of defense kit. We have nutraceuticals, and we have hygiene measures to improve your protection. We also have those that have cidal effects against viruses. So important for you to be knowing about these things. They are available. You need to have clean water. That's why we have the Berkey water systems and specials on our site. We have Multipure, and you have to realize that most large cities like Los Angeles and New York are recycling dirty toilet water full of drugs, pesticides, chemicals, and other things that are not removed, as well as heavy metals. And if you don't detoxify, you're going to get organic brain damage, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. So we have answers for that as well, like liquid zeolite, natural cellular defense, and many other nutraceuticals. I'm available for consultations worldwide at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to my website and email me at Nutrimedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. And when we get to Clay and I, we're going to be discussing many more of the spiritual side as to why people and societies do not pursue the truth, do not become in balance with our environment and each other, why we divide along a sectarian, a color of skin, geopolitics, and so on, because we're all mankind, and we have to also respect all the life forms in our world, which is being destroyed very quickly. And the large cyclone, class 5 cyclone that struck Australia, is an example of the Earth, which is a living thing, in convulsions over what we are doing to the planet and what we're doing on a global level in terms of our consciousness, in terms of impinging on the world itself. Our shipping lanes are destroying the great whales. There's no need for them to be there. We're using sonar technology that's a danger to all living things in the ocean. And it's just unimaginable why we're proceeding with these things, because there will be no future environment. Further news, bond prices are going to decline under Bernanke's comments. Bond prices fell mid-Tuesday as traders interpreted Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's comments the night before as signaling further interest rate hikes. And again, all of this manipulation is causing further debt. And if you know fractional reserve banking, we now owe $87.3 trillion to the Rothschilds and their minions worldwide. This is money created out of thin air. It's neither federal nor reserve. All the other banking systems are subjugated in one form or another, except for a few minor exceptions to the Rothschilds and their affiliates. PAC refuses Indian allegations vis-a-vis fanning jihad terrorism. Pakistan on Monday took a strong note of Indian allegations regarding breeding a new form of jihad-e-terrorism It said we are also a victim of terrorism and the role we are playing in war of terror reflections of our day. What they're doing, of course, this is part of a policy called P2OG to engage and inflame Islam, take a tiny fraction of 1% who would be extremists and turn it into a large minority. So we create a perfect enemy to create a dialectic of conflict for the New World Order. And I don't desire the death of anyone, of any color, religion, or orientation. And this is what we're having, is division. And unfortunately, most of the major religions have, as a very large part, they've used it over the centuries as justification for subjugation, death, and destruction of others. RFID threat and the radio frequency ID chip is a major threat to safety and to security, and increases the risk of actually losing your identity. Now they're planning on putting RFID chips in every product sold in the world, in every citizen, in every animal. We are entering the matrix, and we have a choice of either having, literally, as I mentioned on this show on Clay and Iron, if we knew what we were, we would not do what we do. The commandments need to be written on our hearts, which are Yeshua HaMashiach or Messiah said that these commandments are simple. You love your God, your creator, with your heart, soul, and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. Among these two hold the entire law. And these can be held up against any religion. If they do not hold these two, then they are basically false, what I call strychnine faith. And faith that does is like this gets rid of any possible relationship with your creator.
We have your guest online. She's been online for a bit.
Just wonderful. We are now here for word that Joan Vian is ready, and she is a wonderful lady who's so knowledgeable in this area. She's written some amazing books about Prince Charles and about his dealings with the United Nations and the global straitjacket. She's written a tremendous book about the UN's global straitjacket and how all of these agencies and NGOs and non-government organizations are sponsored literally by the world bankers as part of the global plan to subjugate and take away your right to have a republic in America and democracies around the world. So welcome to the program, Joan.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. I really am pleased that you're having me on your show and that we can talk about these things that really, the mainstream newspapers are not talking about.
No, and you have a wonderful newsletter. Can you, as we do this through the program, can you give your a little bit of your website first and phone numbers, and then a bio? You have a wonderful newsletter people need to get because you have an analysis and facts that allow people to plan their finances, their personal life, and their future. Data, it becomes very, very tenuous as to whether or not they can plan correctly for the earthquakes, geopolitically, economically, and in every other way that's coming.
Well, thank you. I write two newsletters. One is an economic newsletter. It comes out quarterly. It's $48 a year. And I basically discuss what's happening in the global stock exchanges, the whole global markets. And it really is a deep analysis to help people understand for their own benefit and then, of course, for where and how to invest. The second newsletter is a geopolitical newsletter starting in 2006. It's going to be issued three times a year instead of six times, and it's $36 a year. That is to help me fund some of my activities as I cover global meetings around the world to connect the dots and help you and I understand better what is happening and to report on these meetings in a way that mainstream media does not report. In other words, I'll give you the whole picture, the big picture, and explain what it means for you and I. So I have written those two newsletters, and they are available for subscription. People can call 301-371-0541.
Could you say that a little bit slower so everyone that's listening can rebroadcast shortwave in other countries around the world, that those numbers, and perhaps your website as well?
And that number, again, is 301-371-0541. The website is womensgroup.org, womensgroup, womensgroup.org. And I have a fair amount of information on it. They'd have to go to it and take a look, and they can give us a call at that number, 301-371-0541.
And you have two, I call, remarkable books. I consider you the top, what I call, well-intentioned and informed person that I've met in the world in dealing with the world economy, and ultimately, no matter whether it's technology like the RFID chip, the World Trade Organization, it's like the saying on the top of the castle for Lord Rothschild in England, I care not about he who makes the laws, but he who prints the money. And the financial side of it is the final icing on the cake. And unless you understand that and connect the dots, which you do very deftly in your book about Prince Charles and the UN Global Straitjacket, that book, you can't really understand these issues, and you certainly can't plan. What are those two books again?
The first book that I wrote is called Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. When I was starting to wake up to world government, I was very surprised to find out that Prince Charles is a major player behind the scenes. The mainstream media has been absolutely excellent in thinking or making us think that he has no understanding of the world, that all he does is play polo and sleep with other people's wives. That is not true. This man is a major, major power player behind the scenes. He has and is responsible for the environmental agenda, Agenda 21, specifically sustainable development, as well as changing the structure of government and moving it into public-private partnerships. And we'll get into that in a little bit, Bill.
Yeah, that's really important because people need a grasp that they're not going to have a vote or control on this. This is going to be governance, not government.
That's correct. Public-private partnership eliminates, for those of us in the United States, representative government. And what we are seeing is that it's been coming for a number of years, and we have to go back as far as Ronald Reagan here in the States and Margaret Thatcher in England. And from then forward, the whole infrastructure has been laid for this this shift in government. And interestingly enough, Bill Clinton, and I talk about this extensively in my second book, The United Nations Global Straitjacket. In that book, I talk about reinventing government, which is nothing but selling government assets and placing them in a partnership which has both public investors, which is government, and then private investors, which are the corporations and non-governmental organizations.
And we see an excellent example of that in the Trans-Texas Tollway, which eventually is going to be an I-35 connecting all the way from Mexico to Canada, and which will become a North American highway owned by a consortium of businesses headed by the King of Spain, which is completely foreign, will control not only the flow of traffic, but has an underground access right away for gas, pipelines, high-speed underground trains, all kinds of things that they've planned that will be totally under their control, and they can control the price of energy, transportation, everything. You'll be told at an enormous rate per mile.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting. When I first started covering global public-private partnerships, Bill, I saw that immediately because what really public-private partnership is it is a deconstruction of government. In other words, the assets that are held by local government, county government, state government, and federal government are literally being plucked out of the balance sheet of government and shifted into a new entity called the public-private partnership, which then takes it off of, you know, we the people no longer own it, and he who has the most money rules and controls the asset.
Absolutely. And so that what this does is it literally is taking, for example, highways that have already been paid by taxpayers, handing them over at cents on the dollar to private-public partnerships, which makes the rich even richer, gives total control to them, and subjugates and destroys the middle class by overcharging them so that the effective rate, for example, to travel in Texas will cost thousands of dollars per year on top of the inflated price of gasoline. So we have a situation where literally they're passing over and starting what I call a new feudalism of the 21st century.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not only going to be the toll roads. If you can imagine where you drive in one day, having to pay a toll for every so many miles, Can you imagine that happening? In addition, many corporations are buying up water companies all
right.
over the country. And so, again, the cost of water. I mean, I used to work at the Racine Water Department where I grew up in Racine, Wisconsin. And, you know, a person's water bill, you know, if it was during the summer and they did a lot of watering, might be $30 for 3 months. Now it's going to go sky high because,
well,
again, it's no longer a service offered by the government. It is for business and profit.
Right, and also these are tied directly to the United Nations because their plans, which have been published, mean they want to support the NGOs. The NGOs are supported by these major multi-billion dollar grants. The actual source of the funding, interestingly, through these large transnational corporations that are backed by the United Nations and the Prince, happens to be illegal drug trade, such as in Afghanistan. And, of course, they send several British divisions over to make sure the poppy crop arrives safely in Britain, so that it can be distributed and the money can be used by the NGOs to then take over governance of all our, and deconstruct our political systems, which is what's been happening since the Second World War, with them setting up literally step-by-step martial law in America and elsewhere worldwide.
Well, there's no doubt that the whole structure of government is changing. The whole range of freedoms is changing. If you just compare the U.S. Constitution to the United Nations Charter, under the Constitution, our rights come from God. They cannot be taken away. They cannot be numbered. And when you look at the U.N. Charter, your rights are numbered, and they can be taken away for bad behavior. And
right.
they come from government, not God.
Right, and the same with the WTO. If you create this matrix, that's why we talked about this, so the bilateral relationship between Canada and Vietnam, for example, and many nations like Belarus, Ukraine, all of them talking about these different arrangements within the World Trade Organization. This is going to allow pesticides, which have been banned for more than a decade in many countries, forced onto other countries, methods of making food. They're going to tell the Italians how to make Parmesan the same way as the Koreans. They have to then use genetically modified seeds and foods, which give a small few U.S.-based transnational corporations total control over our food supply. And the Terminator seeds, which I call the seeds of famine or the seeds of death, because a third world country that grows rice by this genetically modified form is going to destroy their, not only their health, but their economic base because they're reliant on buying seed from these transnational corporations.
Well, you know, this is at the root of all of this is sustainable development. Sustainable development says that there are too many people on the earth, the population has to be reduced, and that the United Nations has to control and monitor and care over the Earth's resources. Furthermore, when you take a look at all these international organizations that have been set in place, they literally have dominion at this point, and they only have dominion because the nation states have ceded authority to them, and they have dominion over, as you said, the food, the water, health, education, the culture, science, outer space, every aspect of living. And the bottom line is to reduce the population. So instead of having Pol Pots in every country of the world, they're going to do it very sophisticatedly, as you have mentioned, through the seeds of death and through control and through completely changing and mandating our whole entire food system.
Right. It's a very subtle and very evil system. And for an example, we just had the death of Milosevic. Now, some people will say he is a butcher and a monster, but in fact, they were all, I'm sure, guilty of all kinds of very serious indiscretions and evil. But he was minor by comparison to the other sides that were directly funded and supported by the SAS British and by the American Special Ops, who were over there trying to create and create a conflict to bring the ancient hatreds forward to cause a conflict in Yugoslavia because, and I found this out, Yugoslavia has the greatest supply of essential minerals for space-based weapons, like iridium, mica, the largest concentration of mica in the world, vanadium, palladium, and all kinds of other interesting materials. And they were the only country that hadn't signed on the UN agreement to give all their underground mineral resources and all their waterways to the United Nations. America has already given, and Canada, all of their major waterways, all of their parks are being given over to the United Nations as heritage sites. And as a result, we do not own our own heritage waterways and so on anymore in North America.
You know, when I was researching all this, and I've been covering global meetings for 12 years, when I wrote my first book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, the thesis is that when the United States government signed the United Nations Treaty in October of 1945, that the United States reverted back under British control. Now, I can back that up with further research. At the time, I couldn't give you the numbers I'm going to give you. But since then, and I have to say that out of all the research I have done, I have not had anything that has come up that has made me decide that I was wrong, that I was mistaken, etc.
That's a pretty important statement. So the things which started with the attack and the assassination of President Lincoln back in the 1860s was completed in the 1940s with the signing of this, which, of course, with the British Commonwealth having all their member states now under control of the UN and under the control of Queen Elizabeth II and her family, they effectively have control of the UN, and, of course, America is now back under the hegemony and control of the British Commonwealth and the Queen.
Well, that's exactly what I have determined. Now, for your listeners, let me just explain something. What happened in 1944 was the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank were formed. That tore down the economic barriers between the nation states. In 1945, the United Nations was birthed. That tore down the political barriers between the nation states. There are many other barriers that were torn down. I'm just giving you more or less the economic and some of the others. In 1994, the World Trade Organization was birthed, tearing down the trade barriers between nation states. Now, we have to remember that that was a 27,000-page document, so they're still in the process and will be for a while getting all the countries to tear down all kinds of barriers so that there is nothing hidden and nothing sacred and nothing protected. In 1998, the International Criminal Court was birthed, tearing down the legal barriers between nation states. Now, all of the major barriers up to that point were torn down with the exception of the military and the intelligence. That is what, in my opinion, September 11th was, because since that time, the KGB, the MI6, and CIA, as well as all the other secret organizations in other countries or intelligence organizations in other countries have been sharing intelligence. They now have a central site in Paris whereby they now route everything. So all the barriers between the nation states fell. Now, what I am saying is that as every single one of these barriers were set up and as they fell, that created an international level of government, or you can use the phrase governance. As such, when you start taking a look at the United Nations, what I found is that the Commonwealth, that means the British Commonwealth, they have 54 members. The Commonwealth is allowed to operate in nations. No one has ever said to the Commonwealth, excuse me, you, the Commonwealth countries, you must choose either the United Nations or the Commonwealth. As such, the Commonwealth has members in all of the international organizations. So, for example, when you look at the Group of Eight, which is the top eight industrialized countries of the world, including Russia, there are two votes for the Commonwealth. That's the UK and Canada. In other words, the US has one, they have two. When you look at the United Nations, there are 54 Commonwealth countries inside the UN. America has one vote. The International Monetary Fund has 45 Commonwealth members, the WTO 46, and the World Bank 44, which means the Commonwealth has a potential. Now, I haven't gone and looked at all the votes and which members of the Commonwealth voted for this and that, but the point is that they have those numbers of votes compared to America's one.
Right, and that's purposely set up to tear down America, which is the only republic and the only one that actually stands up for the rights of the individual against the majority. And that's the reason why the destruction of America's liberty and freedom of speech is the center post for destroying the liberty of people around the world and to bring in a new world order, which is very real and not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy reality.
Ooh, I like that. A conspiracy reality. That's great, Bill. That's wonderful phraseology. That is perfect. In other words, the United States is outvoted at every level internationally by the Commonwealth, which is headed up by the Queen. When you take a look at my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, it becomes very, very, very obvious as to what has happened and the brilliance of the British royal family in changing the odds to their favor.
Yeah, it is quite amazing, isn't it? You have to wonder at the majesty of their evil. But the thing is that once we expose these things, it becomes very evident. We talked about this today with Dr. Carolyn Dean on the NutraMedical Report show on the Genesis Network, that, we can't have them take away things like natokinase that's developed by Dr. Sumi in Japan that can stop clots and stroke and heart attack, because they have a very short list of nutraceuticals. And again, they have developed at the WTO an extremely short list of approved nutraceuticals. They want to take them away because the globalist transnational corporations own Big Pharma. They want to make sure your doctors are giving these things. And in fact, their plan is now they're doing it through the insurance carriers. If the doctor does not make sure that the patient is taking toxic drugs for their, quote, 20% of children they say have psychiatric illness, now with this twice a year testing of all American children, part of the No Child Left Behind policy, passed by the government last year, they're going to discipline the doctors for not reporting their patients for not taking the toxic mercury-laced vaccines, the SSRI drugs that cause suicide and depression, and drugs that deplete coenzyme Q10 and cause you to go into heart failure. Mm-hmm. And I've been a physician for many years, and I've seen these things firsthand and done research. So it's not something that I can say peripherally as a journalist. It's something I can say from the inside. So these are important issues. So, and you can really connect the dots wonderfully. So I can't stress how important it is to get your newsletters for everyone, these books. If you don't understand these, whether you're an investor or you're just trying to take care of your own personal welfare in the future, if you don't understand the globalist plans in terms of trade, international commerce, and then we talked about this other issue, which I'd love you to explore today because lots of time now, is to talk about the issue of the global stock exchange and what's going on with making the New York Stock Exchange a public offering. How does that tie in with this whole plan?
Let me just back up for a moment and state that in all of my research, the two items that, there are a number of items which prompted me to continue researching back in 1994 when I started. One was the idea of a global tax, and the other one was the idea of a global currency, which at that point, the United Nations was just in the beginning stages of even making it public, their whole idea. And so when I take a look at the world, the barriers are down between the nation states, as I mentioned earlier. We are having countries move into trade zones, regional trade zones. And the European Union is the first trade zone that we can take a look at. There were, 11 or 14 countries initially. They've added 11 or 12 more. They now have a total of 25 countries that in which all those countries have agreed to become part of the European Union. As such, they have a common currency, and they no longer have visas between countries. And as well, they have made arrangements with regard to shifting from individual countries having their own central bank to a major central bank, the European Central Bank, the ECB, as well within those countries, they now have their own parliament, which is now based in Strasbourg. We now have here in our trade zone the free trade areas of the Americas, which will comprise all 33 countries in our hemisphere, with the exception of Cuba. So far, two-thirds of the free trade areas of Americas has been passed by Congress, And since it is so controversial that we would go into a free trade zone like the European Union, we are now seeing that the U.S. is making major trade agreements with individual countries in Latin America. So by the time it gets to Congress, they'll say, well, hey, we've already done it country by country. Let's just make it legal.
That, to me, is an example of congressional treason and an example that our congressmen and senators are totally compromised and passing laws that are literally passing over their congressional duty to serve the American public and the Constitution instead of serving globalist transnational corporations and global feudalism.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. So we're seeing the world move into free trade zones. Those will be denominated by a major currency. In Europe, it's the euro. In our trade zone, it will be the dollar. In Asia, it will be the yen / Chinese renminbi. There was just a paper issued by the Bank for International Settlements, a working paper by Bill White, their senior economist, in which he called for the possibility of regional currencies or an international currency. So in all the research that I have done, it looks like the world will end up in a basket of currencies, which is called the special drawing right, comprised of the euro, the dollar, the Swiss franc, the yen renminbi, and the pound sterling. So we have a global currency. We have a global tax in the making with an airline tax that France has passed.
Yeah, Chirac was very proud of that, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is like a major feather in his cap. I imagine at some point he'll be knighted by the Queen. And then we now have to go along with global trade, global stock, global trade, global currency, global tax. You have to have a global stock exchange. And it's very interesting that I was writing about it in my book, United Nations Global Straitjacket. But what I didn't realize at that time, Bill, is the mechanism for how the global stock exchange would come into being. And interestingly enough, as I have been doing more research on this, I find that all of the stock exchanges, most of the stock exchanges around the world, have gone public within the last, 7-8 years. And so the London Stock Exchange went public. The European Stock Exchange, called the Euronext, is public. And other stock exchanges all went public outside of the U.S. The NASDAQ went public a year ago. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange went public 3 years ago. And now, just last week, the New York Stock Exchange went public. And so, within a week, it's very interesting, there has been the NASDAQ, if I didn't mention the NASDAQ, they went public, yeah, I did, a year ago. The NASDAQ made an approach to the London Stock Exchange to buy them out, and they said no. And then there are other discussions regarding the Chicago Mercantile Exchange possibly buying the London Stock Exchange. The New York Stock Exchange has said that they are looking to buy up and become international. And then in the Financial Times, there's a headline from Monday, March 13th, that says, "Now for the big global stock exchange shakeout." And if I can, let me just read the first couple sentences. NASDAQ's bid for the London Stock Exchange, though firmly rebuffed, marks the start of the long-awaited process of global consolidation among the exchanges. With the New York Stock Exchange mulling its options, the months ahead are clearly going to be exciting, and not just for the London Stock Exchange, which is the key to any new global configuration. An upheaval may be coming in the continental Europe. And it goes on to talk about their targets include exchanges in Germany, Italy, and Spain, as well as other countries.
Well, you know, what I've heard too is that there are plans to move the world capital from the special square mile area of London, England, to New York. And of course, that would fit perfectly with the idea of making a global stock exchange in New York, which would amalgamate all the other exchanges, bring them under a transnational corporation under what I call global feudalism,
right,
and making us under complete control of a global currency, a global tax, now a global stock exchange.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, and it's very interesting that, for example, the New York Stock Exchange, which came public last week, is up 25 points in 1 week.
Yeah, you mean the value of the shares?
The value is up
the
25 points per share.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
that
means that there's institutional movement of money into it.
There's a lot of money into it. Whether it's not just institutional.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of private money moving from trillionaires.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at, you know, I don't have the amount in front of me, but I think when the people on the New York Stock Exchange, you know, it was a private company, and every person who had a seat on the New York Stock Exchange, when it went public, they all received like 86,000 shares for every seat. So you take 86,000 shares times a 1 week increase of $25. That's not chump change.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. And so I think these people are really looking to, let's just say, wipe up, if you will.
Yeah.
And so I see, the Global Stock Exchange is here. It's here. It's not coming. It's here. Furthermore, you're going to see, I was just reading another report in the Financial Times in which you've always had the options exchanges separate from the futures and separate from the commodities and separate from the stock. In the future, that will not be. They are looking to mix and match everything under one umbrella.
Right. So they're going to have basically the mercantile and the stock exchanges and everything, and futures and options and all these other strange financial vehicles that they have out there. What do they call them?
Derivatives.
Derivatives, yes. Derivatives, which are a very strange creature.
Yeah, and they're going to be under one umbrella, and basically the bottom line is, just as you have the adage, he who owns the gold makes the rules.
Right.
He who owns the most shares makes the rules.
Right, and this is what will happen. That's why the plan is to actually make the American Stock Exchange the world center for finances for the planet. And this is part of the deal. In fact, back in the early 70s, when President Nixon went to China, they basically said, yes, you can take over the American economy, we'll export all our jobs, but we're going to run your banking system. And so the banking system in China is literally run by the Rothschilds, the trillionaire family that have been estimated somewhere between $350 and $700 trillion in their assets or more. And that's what's going on. That's why, for example, the Queen and the Carlyle Group just bought out last year, which, of course, George Bush Sr., they are shareholders as well as the Saudi family, the Bin Ladens. You hear that name before. Just bought the largest construction company in China, where they're using up more than 80% of the concrete in the world now for the Three Gorges dams and the huge production of these monster cities in China that are taking all of our industrial production from Europe and from America and moving it to China, and not only polluting, but exporting our jobs and our industry and our manufacturing over to China.
You know, it is really pretty scary. There's no way that any country can compete with slave labor. And it is the deconstruction.
Slave prison labor.
Hmm?
7,000 Laodai camps. This is a dialectic. In 2003, they went over the U.S. State Department with the Walmart officials, set up basically an arrangement where Walmart leased 7,000 prisons and used their prison factory labor, set up these huge factories, and told the suppliers for the Walmart supplies that you're going to pay to build these prison factories, or you will not be able to distribute any of your goods in Walmart or Tesco stores anywhere worldwide. And that was what our State Department did, which is treasonous against the American public and against the Constitution, by literally shipping our jobs over to China. China market, call it.
Well, let's go back to Nixon. Okay. And I will maintain I have absolutely no. I have no data, no facts. But I will maintain that just like when MacArthur set up his own private corporation in Japan so that any company in Japan that wanted to do business had to go through his corporation, pay a small little fee to his corporation in order to get business, that just think of those kinds of ideas on the scale of China and an overhead commission being paid to Henry Kissinger and the Nixons and anybody else who was involved at the time.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is the kind of thing, but it's much more overt now. They're not even really hiding these things. And many of the documents that you put together in your books and you reference are public documents, like Agenda 21 from the Rio Conference, in 1992, I believe it was. The United Nations Security Council move, I believe, was 95 or 96, that said they were going to start policies for global population control mm-hmm. with the use of military force, weather modification, or any other technology necessary in order to reduce world population. All of these things are in are public documents. You've just put many of them together to explain how the U.S. really is a global straitjacket and how Prince Charles is not a minor player. He's a very major player in terms of the world scene, not for sustainable development, but for massive population reduction, massive created catastrophes, which is a dialectic of control that goes right back to ancient Sumer and Babylon with Nimrod in the Old Testament, if you want to go back that far. And this has been going on for millennia. This is the same process of creating conflict and chaos to create order and power. And this is what they're doing.
There is no doubt that this new world order is an old world order, that history is being repeated. And the difference between history and now is that it's our turn, our time.
Right.
And you and I are doing, Bill, is we are explaining to whoever will listen to us, because that's really the bottom line, whoever will listen to us, we are explaining to whoever will listen to us who the players are and how it pertains to us in our time, in our season, so that people can be prepared spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and economically.
Yeah, exactly. And we're planning to have a conference. There'll be myself talking about the medical, technical, and also the prophetic, and you'll be talking about the geopolitical and the economic and the connecting the dots. This September, we'll be announcing this, of course, on Clay and Iron on a Nutra Medical coming up. It probably will be a central U.S. city or a location where people can fly in from around America, Canada, or around the world. We're going to release a lot of information, not only the regular information, but also a lot of information that's very hard to obtain or quite, I guess you could use the words, classified or hidden. The kind of information you need to know to plan for the future, because there really are some very serious things going on that are going to rock everyone's world, whether it's the exposure to heavy metal poisons from depleted uranium around the world, genetically modified frankenfoods, geopolitical things, devaluing our dollar and literally taking away our money right out of our pockets and the value of our homes and mm-hmm. depopulating our businesses and moving them to third world countries and destroying their environment while they literally bring us down to a second world status. And you need to know this information. So this kind of material is coming out. My book, Clay and Iron, released 7 years ago with the Prophecy Club, will be re-released, much more details. The book Abortion to Armageddon will also be released with all the technologies that have been used to abuse mankind and the environment. The environmental movement has been hijacked by people like Prince Charles, who holds himself out as an environmentalist, but his very family and the globalists that are actually forcing pesticides back into our food supply, forcing genetically modified foods that are toxic and will kill and destroy and cause infertility. And the information that Joan has is so essential for you to see This is not a conspiracy theory. It's, again, a conspiracy reality.
Well, the reality is that we need to understand these things. You and I are not kooks. We've done our homework. We have massive documents. We have interviews with very, very key people. So it's not like we haven't done our homework. It's not like we're talking off the top of our head. We are basically looking to help people understand something that is not pleasant to talk about, that is very awful to even really think about and to consider that it could happen to us in our lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, a true optimist, and this is how we need to use a proper definition of the word, is someone who faces the beauty and the ugliness of reality and has a plan to respond to it. A person who is a fool, in my definition, is someone who creates a false reality and then creates a plan around that false reality, feigning the destruction that's certain if you don't face the truth.
Ooh, powerful. I would agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the bottom line is, we don't want anybody out there to be a fool.
No, we want people to be informed. And again, we don't discriminate. We don't care what religion you are. We don't care what color your skin. We don't care about your orientation. We don't want destruction of mankind on earth, any animal life, any of our environment. And we do not want to create a situation which will destroy the future for us or any other generations. It's not necessary. As Buckminster Fuller said, there's no such thing as shortage. Shortage is only created in the minds of those who want to wrest power from the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are
and
no
that's
shortages.
That's what the truth is.
That's right. There are no shortages. When God created heaven and earth, he created enough. I mean, you know, it's a joke. Dr. Jacqueline Kaysen proved that if you took all the population of the world, put them into put them into the state of Texas, they could live on 1,200 square feet, which isn't a lot, but it's enough to live in, and there'd be enough for everybody in the world.
Right.
I mean, you and I are not going to eat up and use up all the Earth's resources. That is so absolutely ludicrous when you take a look at the Rothschilds,
yeah,
the Rockefellers, the British royal family, other royal families, and their castles and their jewels, etc.
Yeah, it's all created to create a shortage. The same way as they make sure that the pollution is effectively destroying the waterways, they make certain that we're dependent on petrochemical industry. They make certain that we don't have alternatives to nuclear power, which, by the way, also pollutes and poisons. And I worked down in the late 80s in Augusta, Georgia. We took care of the Aiken nuclear reactor, and it regularly vented radioisotopes, which happens everywhere. And, of course, the same royals own and are developing these nuclear resources. There's $36 billion planned to be mined from Central Australia by the same consortium of companies. It's owned by the Queen, Elizabeth II, and their affiliates. And, of course, the spur line that's going to come down from Northern Australia to carry this $36 billion of uranium, which, of course, will make things like more radioactive depleted uranium munitions and, of course, nuclear reactors that will poison the earth and the water. All of these things are done at the expense of every living thing on the planet. And it's, to me, a cult of death. It's dangerous. It's evil. And it has to stop. And taking away the people's democratic rights and their rights for them to be able to vote with their pocketbook and their nations to have any kind of control over their own food that they eat, the products that they consume, is one of the most basic rights. If this happens, it will happen because people have not heard our message, have not checked out, have not taken action. So I really have to commend you. How do they get a hold of you again to get your books?
They can call 301-371-0541. Or the website, womensgroup.org, lowercase, no apostrophe, one word.
Yeah, and they can also go to NutraMedical and find the links there. And, of course, we've had previous interviews on the NutraMedical report. If you get a membership on Genesis, that's gcnlive.com, you can listen to other interviews. I think our interviews have gotten very deep on GCN, and we hope to have you on many more times, Joan, because the information you have is not really equivalent to anyone else that I've talked or interviewed, because we need to understand the final linchpin to even the RFID chip, which is ultimately to tie in with a world global mark of the beast. And people think, well, this is just a, quote, a Christian worldview. No, it isn't. This doesn't matter what group you are in. the danger of the RFID chip was brought up by Catherine Albrecht and Liz McIntyre. These are very real dangers for everyone. And if anybody doesn't think that the RFID chip and the satellite systems are fully operational, I was a doctor for the Echelon project in 94-95, and the World Identification, they have built a database of everybody in the Western world and the Second World nations like India since the last 15 to 20 years. And they're fully capable when they soon bring in these systems like a World Global Stock Exchange, World Taxation, to completely control everybody's movements, everybody's commerce, and even your ideas. So it's all really happening. It's not a conspiracy theory. You can respond, and we can stop it if only a minority stands up and says no.
Absolutely. And that's why you're listening to this radio show and why we have it.
Absolutely. And we're going to have you back on regularly. I really appreciate you being on, Joan. And thank you, Don. You're a wonderful host for this program. I really appreciate all the great things to be invited to be on the BBS radio network. And do listen in and check out NutraMedical.com. We have over 40 companies, the top nutraceuticals. And by supporting us, by consulting us, by getting our nutraceuticals, you keep us on the air. You allow us to expand and publish our books and print them. You allow us to do many more things to get the truth out to the people, not just in America, but around the world, because our intentions are good for not only all mankind, but all living things on this earth, because true sustainability means that we are created under God and the commandments are written on our heart. We are not forced into a matrix that they control matrix with electronic chips, world currencies, and the evil of global hegemony and feudalism of the 21st century.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me. God bless you, and God bless America.
Yeah, thank you. And everyone, listen, as I always say, check it out, own the truth, and take action, because there are no silent heroes. And Joan, you're a hero in my books. And thank you, Don, for recording our program and for everyone listening. Do listen to this program again. Do have other people listen to it. And do check out the facts yourself so you will own the truth.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.